Hello, I'm Gary Wilmot, and this is Amdram Shout Out on Brooklyn's Radio with Dan Curtis.
Now, it's quite apt that Gary introduces the Amdram Shout Out, because we're promoting a show tonight that Gary Wilmot did himself about 13 years or so ago. We've got three lovely guests in the studio. Good evening, Flo, Sharon and Jack. Hello. Oh.
Hello.
Hello. And you're all here from the Elmbridge Youth Theatre to tell us about Kips.
We are indeed.
Yes. Oh, fabulous. Yep. Good. Well, that's good. Otherwise, we'd all be in the wrong place. that's a good start. So, Jack, you are playing the lead role in Kips. So I think it falls to you to tell us a little bit about what it's all about.
So, yes, I play the main lead role, Arthur Kips. So the revamped version of this musical, Kips, The New Half Sixpence, tells the story of Arthur Kips, a young draper's assistant working at Shelford's Bazaar, located in Folkestone. During his time working there, he inherits a very large fortune from his estranged grandfather. And with this money, he is then propelled into high society.
I see. There you go. We don't want to give too many spoilers, but that sets it up beautifully. Now, Flo, you play Arthur's childhood sweetheart.
Yeah.
So tell us about Anne.
I play Anne Pornick, who is Arthur Kipps's childhood sweetheart. And when he says goodbye to me, when he moves away from his hometown to work, he gives me half of a sixpence, hence the name.
Indeed.
And that's a token of his love.
Oh. Yeah. And then you meet up a bit later on again in life, essentially, although all happens within a couple of hours. And that's when you're sort of meeting up around the same time that the fortune is being inherited.
Yes.
Indeed. So a lot of people will know Half a Sixpence, will have heard of Half a Sixpence, but might not know that it's changed its name. But actually, Kips, I don't know if you guys know this, you probably know this, is the name of the book that Half a Sixpence is from. And do you know who wrote it?
H.G. Wells.
Indeed. So we have a local, a bit of a local connection too, because of course he was in and around Woking. And when he wasn't writing about aliens from Mars,
that's right,
he was writing about this. It's quite different, is it?
There's complete contrast.
There's no Martians involved in this one. Now, Sharon, you help out with all sorts of other stuff as well with the Elmbridge Youth Theatre. So tell us about what you do.
I do indeed. I work alongside some lovely other mums, volunteer mums with Elmbridge Youth Theatre. The lovely Carol Andrew is the lady who started up Elmbridge Youth Theatre many years ago, and we have a very small team of helpers that work with the students here at Elmbridge Youth Theatre in many forms. We have a lovely Nicola and Sarah who help with the choreography, Karen who does the admin work. I'm more of a background person. I help with trying to organise raffle prizes and such things like that, fundraising. We're always looking for people to support us in any which way that they can, either financially or other ways. We are a charity, so I would imagine with lots of other charities, you know, we're always looking for benefactors that feel that they can help us in any which way that they can.
Fabulous. And really important, because, of course, what you're doing is giving young people like Flo and Jack here the chance to perform. So tell us, Flo, a bit more about what Elmbridge Youth Theatre gives you and how you got involved with it.
Well, I got involved with it because I started doing drama when I went to secondary school, because all of like, the school shows and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I love drama, so we joined because I knew some people that were there already. And everyone there is just really nice, and it's a bit like a little family, like no one gets judged or anything. And I think I've met some really good friends there. The person that I like share the part with, she's become like a nice friend, and she's really nice to talk to and stuff. And I also get to do a duet with my best friend.
Oh, that's always really lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so sharing the stage and sharing something you really love doing with your friends is fab. What about you, Jack? How did you get involved?
Well, it started off quite early, actually, for me. I started during primary school with doing my shows there, with kind of like the Christmas shows that they did, and I kind of had a passion for it. Because at first, I wasn't actually interested in performing arts at the time. I was kind of more into, like, Lego. But then I had this... Yeah, exactly.
So you can do both.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fine.
Exactly.
There's time.
And they might make a musical about it.
You never know.
But then, I think it was 1 year, we had the Christmas show, and I was playing a chef. And I had this great big speech, and everybody said that I was fantastic in it. So I thought, you know what? I might go into this. This looks interesting. So then I go into secondary school, and I see that the performing arts department is quite big. I was like, oh, fantastic. So I went to go audition for my first show, which was Evita. Mm-hmm. Got into the ensemble, you know, quite small, but, you know, still in a part. That was quite fun as well. And then my second year at the school, I got a slightly bigger part in the Wizard of Oz, which was Nico the Monkey King, which was quite a different role from Evita, which was really, really fun. I made so many friends through performing arts there at the school. And then my last show at the school was Adam's Family, which I played Uncle Fester, which is a heap load of fun, considering I was in completely white makeup, ball cap and everything, singing out to my heart's delight. So then, of course, when choosing the college, I wanted to, you know, get the right one. And I thought, how about Kingston? So I looked at what they had and I thought, you know, they have what I want. I like what they're offering. I'm going to go for it. So I went into the college and, oh my God, it was so great. Everyone there was so kind. The course itself sounded so fun. The Hannah, who was the kind of director of the whole course, was so sweet and so kind to me in helping. So I am, of course, chose to do the course that she was offering. And now I am at Kingston College doing a BTEC Performing Arts course.
Brilliant.
Yeah, which is
good for you. And you're going to be in a really privileged position. I'll let you into this. If you may know this already, Jack, but one thing that comes up time after time on the Amdram shout out is the need for males. So you're going to be able to take your pick of parts and theatre groups around the area. They're going to be queuing up for you. Flo, soz.
Yeah. It's
just, just the way it goes. You're just going to have to find it out with everyone else. But there you go. And getting back to Kips then. So this is the newly revamped version, as you said. This was, I think this came out a few years ago. Julian Fellowes has sort of had a hand in reworking it, isn't he?
Absolutely.
Of Downton Abbey fame, of course.
Yep.
So a few new songs, I think, and a few reworked songs, you were saying?
Yeah, because when listening to the 2016 cast recording, I noticed that there are a few songs that were actually added. And I watched a video on YouTube about the musical itself, and they said that they'd actually added a few more songs in. And the songs themselves were so fun, you know, really energetic. And I was like, oh my God, I cannot wait to do these songs. You know, because you've got classics like Flashbang Wallop, and you've got some new ones like Joy of the Theatre, which is a heap load of fun. Long, but fun. And then I thought to myself, right, I've got this role now. I'm going to listen to the soundtrack over and over again. It's drilled into my head. So, yeah.
You got it. Have you learnt to play the banjo? Because that's quite a feature in this show, from what I remember.
Well.
Have you learnt to mime the banjo?
In terms of actually playing it, unfortunately, no. But in miming, oh, yes, I have.
You got that. Fantastic. Yeah. Back to you, Flo. The Anne part, then, she goes through a bit of a journey, not to be too X-Factor about it, because she kind of finds love, loses love, gets love back again. How did you find sort of dealing with that aspect of her character?
I don't know. I like the character. I think she's quite sassy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like how she's in love with Jack or Arthur Kipps. And then when she finds out that he's getting married,
ooh,
and he didn't tell her that.
No.
I was a bit angry. I wanted the songs. I have to, like, poke Jack and, like, get annoyed at him. And I think I was doing it, like, real, not actual pretending.
I'm most likely probably going to be bruised by
you. You will. Yep. It sounds like you will. So is that one of your highlights of the show, then, when you get to poke Jack or is it your duet?
Yeah, one of them. I think my two highlights of the show is poking Jack, because that's quite fun. And the other one is doing the duet with my best friend.
Fabulous. What's the name of that song? Is it one of the new ones?
Just a Little Touch of Happiness.
Ah, okay. I think that must be a new one. That's not one of...
It's fun. That's...
Cool. Okay, well, there you go. And then, Sharon, presumably you've been watching in a little bit, peeking around in some of the rehearsals.
Absolutely.
What can people expect when they come to see Kipps?
They can expect a really fun, high-energy show with a fantastic cast of young students. They have literally been working their socks off for the last sort of few months, really. We started to put the production together last sort of autumn time. So they have been working really, really hard. So, yeah, please do come along and support a local young theatre group. It would be amazing. It would be fantastic.
Fabulous. So tell us, when, where, and how do we get along to see you?
Okay, Kipps is appearing at the Cecil Hepworth Playhouse, which is based in Walton-on-Thames. Tickets are available from the box office, or you can go online at elmbridgeyouththeatre.com. We start on Tuesday, the 18th of February, and we go through till Saturday, the 22nd of February. We're doing an evening show at 7:30 each evening, plus a matinee on the Saturday at 2:30.
Fabulous. And tickets are between £7 and £15, depending on when you come and where you sit, I guess.
Yes, that's right.
That tends to be the case at the Cecil Hepworth. Fabulous. So we're going to get people in the mood by playing, you mentioned it earlier, Jack, Flashbang Wallet, which is probably one of the best known songs from the show. But for anyone who doesn't know, what's it all about and where does it fit into the story?
So Flashbang Wallet is one of the last songs in the musical, and it's kind of like the conclusion of the whole story. So I won't give anything away, but there is definitely a happy ending, which is good. And it's kind of a big group number, and there is a wedding, kind of, celebration, and everybody's kind of, you know, running around. It's kind of this, I don't really know what the story is, but they're kind of telling a story of how, say, photos were made.
Okay.
Back in the time, mm-hmm, and everything. About how, you know, from caveman and then to Adam and Eve. I don't know how they're linked into photos, but apparently they are.
There you go. Well, you know, it's a history lesson as well. Well, thank you all for coming in. I wish you all the very best of the run.
Thank you very much for having us. Thank you, we will.
Elmbridge Youth Theatre's production. It's the new Half a Sixpence musical, Kipps, at the Cecil Hepworth Playhouse next week from Tuesday the 18th to Saturday the 22nd of February, 7:30 in the evenings, a 2:30 matinee as well on the Saturday. Tickets between £7 and £15, depending on what night and where you sit. And the box office is 0776 376 802, or you can go online at www.elmbridgeyouththeatre.com. Huge thanks once again to Flo, Jack and Sharon for coming in, and have an absolute blast. Have a great time in Kipps.
If you're involved in a local theatre group and have a show, auditions or event you'd like featured on the Amdram Shoutout, then get in touch with Dan. Email studio@brooklandsradio.co.uk.